News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Justice Minister Charlie Flanagan, good morning.
Hello.
What's your view on all of this, Charlie?
Well, if there's a breach of the law, it should be investigated and the law take its course. I'm very concerned, actually, because I believe that some people are of the view that online engagement is in some way outside the law, and that needs to change.
But it's the anonymity of the internet. Like, psychologically, they're great, very brave because they're all cowards. But like this, the reason, you heard myself and Shane, we've had this sort of conflict since last week about this. I do understand a little bit about police culture. I've been around it long enough now at this stage.
Yeah.
The reason they wore the balaclavas last week, Charlie Flanagan, was not because it wasn't because they needed. They can only wear procedurally can only wear these balaclavas when they're wearing their helmets. But the reason they wore the balaclavas, I said it last week, was because they were afraid of being identified. And this incident has certainly justified why they did that. Like, there was a lot of complaints about the Gardaí wearing the balaclavas. That a level of criticism surely would have evaporated by now when they see what's happened.
Yeah, I don't want to specifically talk about the events of last week, but in generally, I've received anecdotal evidence from Gardaí to the effect that, you know, being a Garda is very stressful. It's a very difficult challenge. I fully understand the images of last week caused concern across society. The sight of balaclavas in particular, you know, brings us back to the dark days of our history prior to the Good Friday Agreement. But the fact is that Gardaí have become targets for abuse, especially online media abuse. Claims that both themselves and their families and their loved ones, they feel endangered, they feel threatened, they feel intimidated. And my view is that we should certainly set about a course of action that stops that. Our Gardaí protect us. They're the bulwark between us and civil disorder. A breakdown.
Actually, when I'm talking to you about that, it's a well-known sentiment amongst Gardaí of all ranks that they tend to feel that the law treats them differently to other citizens, as in, and this is empirically provable, and I've done research on this myself outside of the job, when people are brought before the courts for assaults and threats to members of a Garda Síochána, they tend to, on practically every occasion, unless the Garda is seriously injured, they tend to get a lighter sentence than they would if they had assaulted and abused an ordinary member of the public. Is there anything to be done about that? Is there no legislation we could bring in to say that if you do attack a cop, if you do threaten a cop, because of their officers of the peace, well, you're going to face a tougher sanction?
Oh, there is a very strong body of legislation there, Non-Fatal Offences Act, other piece of legislation. Gardaí need, of course, to be protected by our courts. Would be unwise of me as minister to comment on any individual case that takes place, but I'm satisfied that the law is there to protect.
Well, the Gardaí on the ground do not believe it's being used by the judges correctly, then?
Well, if it's not being used by the judges, that's a matter for the courts and judges. However, my job as Minister for Justice is to ensure that legislation is robust, updated and tough, and I'm satisfied that there is a strong body of law there protecting Gardaí Síochána, and I'm also satisfied that Gardaí need to be fully protected in their own job by way of, you know, having counselling available, having welfare available to them. Being a Garda is a very, very difficult job. It's a unique job. I've spoken to the Garda Association about this. But the fact of the matter is that any protest in society, of course, it must be within the law. It must be peaceful. Threats against the Gardaí, you know, don't form part of lawful protest. And that's why I know the Gardaí are now investigating the circumstances.
I know. Minister, is there anything the government can do? We have this discussion over and over again that it is regularly described the new anarchic world of the internet as the Wild West. It's like a runaway juggernaut. Can't be stopped now. It's got out there. It can't be pulled in or curtailed. Is there anything the government can do? Because we've seen more and more how social media is featuring on the criminal agenda.
You're right. I go back to my opening comment when I said that some people are of the view that online engagement is in some way outside the law. It's not. And people need to realise that. Yes, governments can work very closely with the social media service providers in order to ensure that perhaps they can do more for removing horrific.
No, but I'm talking about the government content. Stepping in and saying you can't do that. You can't attack Charlie Flanagan in this outrageous way and say the things you're saying about him. We are going to be brought before the courts. You will be found. You can't hide behind your anonymous Twitter account. We're going to bloody well find you. I'm going to bring you in front of the courts.
Yes, and that is illegal. And we need to get that message across that this is illegal activity, and that's why the Gardaí are investigating.
Very finally, Minister, I have to ask you about some of your colleagues. It is very well known in public discourse that a certain cohort or individual politicians have done their best as best they could to undermine an Garda Síochána, to accuse practically, to try and give us the impression that every cop who's wearing a uniform in Ireland is a corrupt pig, so to speak. What about those politicians? Some of them were very vociferous in relation to allegations that were made in front of a certain recent tribunal, and those allegations were found to be pure nonsense by Mr. Justice Peter Charlton. What about role do politicians in Dáil Éireann play on this? Because there is a very significant group of them constantly trying to undermine a Garda Síochána.
Well, of course, every politician that's elected to the Dáil is done so after an election. They have the support of the people. However, there's a large group of TDs in Leinster House, and I refer perhaps to the left-wing independents in particular, with whom I fundamentally disagree. I'm a member of the Fine Gael Party. I'm anxious to ensure that the law of the land is upheld and that order prevails at all times on our streets.
OK, we leave it there. Justice Minister Charlie Flanagan, thank you for joining us on that.